This is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Houthi rebels seize control of a military brigade headquarters in Taiz, Yemen's third largest city, as ground fighting continued there and in the southern port city of Aden on Wednesday. After the rebels took the base from forces backing President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi, an airstrike hit the area. Saudi Arabia had declared the end of its month-long bombing campaign aimed at halting the advance of the Houthis, but said Tuesday that its new focus on supporting a political solution could also include actions to prevent the rebels from acquiring or using weapons from Yemen's military. A Saudi statement also prioritized resuming UN-led peace talks for Yemen. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says the European Union must help shoulder the burden of curbing migrant trafficking in African countries after as many as 900 migrants drowned Sunday when a ship capsized in the Mediterranean Sea. Mr. Renzi made the comment Wednesday in remarks to Italian lawmakers in Rome, a day before European leaders are to hold an emergency meeting to discuss the crisis. Members of Parliament also held a moment of silence to honor those who died in the accident. Rights group Save the Children reported Wednesday that it has learned some 60 adolescents were on board the ship when it capsized and warned that if current trends continue, some 2,500 migrant children could die in similar accidents on the Mediterranean this year. It says four boys who say they are under 18 survived Sunday's accident when the captain of the migrant ship mistakenly rammed his vessel into a merchant ship that was coming to Italy.